Yes, I've got to say the phone's been reasonably busy.
Right.
More to do with agents than anybody else, and that's the frustrating thing, because they're throwing everybody at you to try and do these last minute deals. But it's we haven't done any deals at all, because as we keep seeing this broken record scenario, until somebody goes out, there's nobody really going to come in, and we're not really in desperate need of anything at this moment in time in any way. And I think we've got to be just proactive and ready that if there is a situation arises where we do pick up an injury, we have to then react from that. So I think from the short term, we'll go with what we've got.
What about players going out, Brian?
Mark Duffy, yeah, in particular, that he's been the big one, hasn't he, in the headlines this month. Have you had any offers for him from any other clubs?
Well, I've got to be honest with you. Today, it's been very, very quiet. However, today we've had a couple of inquiries regarding his situation, but nobody's come forward and made an offer. I think they're just trying to find out what his situation is, and so I can't see anything happening before tonight at all. But he is probably the one that everybody's got on the tip of their tongue. They're talking about him in many ways, in a positive way. And we want to keep all of our best players, because whilst we've got Duffy in our team and with a squad, we've got a better chance of winning games. So it's important for us that we keep a hold of them. However, until somebody puts some money down or a firm offer, we can't really say anything.
No, but that could happen yet, couldn't it, Brian? And the point is if it happens too late and you haven't got the opportunity to say, right, I've got, I don't know, £500,000, I can do something, then, yeah. It's going to be difficult for you, isn't it? Are you expecting anything before 11 tonight?
Well, I doubt it very much, because I'm at home now. And
that doesn't mean you've still got a mobile phone, Brian.
Yeah, I know, but...
not a very good signal area, is it, Brian?
No, hello, I can't hear you. Hello.
Don't worry, I'm not Mark Duffy's agent.
I'm practicing. I'm just getting me practicing ready for later on if I do get a late call. But no, on a serious note, it's I can't see anything happening now in any way. And I'll be very, very surprised if it is. And I know managers do say that and something might happen. But unfortunately, I haven't got a crystal ball. All I can say is, with honesty, that... I think it'll be a quiet evening.
Okay. People will be curious. Have Sheffield United been back in inquiring about Mark Duffy today?
No, they haven't. That's the one club that hasn't done that. I've had other clubs inquire about him, but not again. It's just been an inquiry. And in fact, we had one that asked for him on loan, which obviously bizarre was the answer was...
A firm no.
Yeah.
Which clubs, Brian? I'm going to have to ask you the question. You know me well.
Gosh, yeah. Well, the club in question was actually in our league, and I don't know where they've got any kind of information from, but they've certainly got the Duff information. Let me tell you that.
Right. Okay. Play on words there. I like it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thanks very much for clearing all those up for us. Crew on Saturday. How are you looking up on the injury front at the moment?
Well, Mazika and Ribera have been making excellent progress, and our physio believes that within the next couple of weeks we should have them back in the throw thing. So that's going to be fantastic for the squad. But we haven't picked up any further injuries, which is really good. Training's gone really well this week, and they're all ready and raring to go for the game against Crewe.